The following program was recorded on an earlier date for presentation at this time.
The following program is brought to you in living color on NBC.
It's checkerboard time.
Hello, Everett Tower, you all, it's checkerboard time again. Urena's on the air, so come on, good friends everywhere, and listen in as we begin a feast of fun and fun. Just see the difference Urena makes and beat it right along.
Back in 1978, Big Fatty came to California. This is very hard for me to talk about, but I have to tell you. He came to California, and my family invited him over on my recommendation for a dinner because he was alone in California and he didn't have anywhere to go. And my mother had made this enormous, I mean, this huge dinner with the turkey. I mean, the whole, it was an and the place setting, she used her best china. She was so proud and so, she wanted it to be so perfect. And he got very, very, Fatty came over and got very, very drunk. And in the middle of dinner, it was right between like the first course, the hors d'oeuvres and the main course, he dropped his pants and shit all over the turkey, right on the table. And from then on, I've just had a bone of content. There is nothing lovey. That's not true. He didn't take a dump on our turkey. I love Big Fatty, and Big Fatty loves me. And all the nonsense that goes back and forth between us is fun. It's just fun. Although I wouldn't put it past him to take a dump on my mother's turkey.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
He dropped his pants and came all over the turkey, right on the table.
Yes! Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 1524 of the BFO for Thursday, the 28th of November, 2013. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me. Show. Y'all, I've got a very special little show for you today.
My sensors indicate an intruder is present.
Hello, gobblers. Big Fatty. Hi, everyone. Y'all in the U.S. of A, it is Thanksgiving Day. Y'all, I hope your tom turkey is in the oven and that you are ready for a special day today. Enjoying it's a day of gluttony and sloth. Big Freddy, that's like every day in Walnut Hills. It's very much like every day in Walnut Hills. And, y'all, as you know, Big Fatty is over in the Hatlanta right now, y'all, and I'm celebrating the Tom Turkey Day with the Hats and my family. So, y'all, I'm not able to record a regular little show for you. So, y'all, I think. And a lot of people do this after they've spent a whole day with their family. But y'all, I think that I'm just going to kind of wander out here in Hatlanta and see what kind of trouble I can get. Big Fatty, take me with you. No, Poodle, you better stay here and take care of the squeaky kitty. Yes, Big Fatty.
Down at the end of the bar. Down at the end of the bar. Down at the end of the bar.
Well, y'all, I think we're just gonna go into what do you call these kind of places? It's not a haberdashery. What are those called? I don't know what they're called. Anyway, let's just go in here. Oh, look at here. Oh, well, look at there down there at the end of the bar.
Oh, hi, Fatty.
Hi, you big old hi. Drunk thing.
Would you buy me another vodka?
Sure, Foster, not a problem.
No one's gonna know who Foster is.
You and I know who Foster is.
I know, absolutely.
Y'all, here we are at the end of the bar once again, and y'all joining me today is
Auntie Vera Charles.
Oh, and what is the word I was trying to say to describe this joint? That's the word.
It's a bar.
Right, but it's a joint. Let's walk into this joint, you know. It's a gin joint,
I think haberdashery is nice. Let's go buy a hat.
I know. Yeah, let's get a hat, an orange one, perhaps.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Vera, what a surprise. Well, actually, you know, since today is Thanksgiving Day, it really isn't a surprise at all that you're in a bar.
No,
by yourself.
I had to get out of the house.
Why don't you explain? Why don't you explain to everyone, Lucy, why you had to get out of the house on Thanksgiving?
I'm having an aneurysm. Oh, Ricky.
Oh, yes.
I had to get out because, as you know, Fatty and your loving listeners, Digger and T. Wiggles have been plaguing our home for nearly a week. Well, see, Thursday? Yeah, it's almost a week. Tomorrow, Friday, it'll be a whole week.
And is that spelled with a W?
W-E-A-K. Total and complete weakness.
I meant whole.
Oh. How's your whole family? How's your
T.
whole?
Wiggles. Right. Okay.
Yeah, Digger and T. Wiggles have been here, so I had to get out here to the bar. I'm so happy I ran into you, though. What an amazing coincidence.
Well, now, you know, we're probably not the only homosexuals in a bar on Thanksgiving night because, you know, Thanksgiving, many times people get with their families and all, and, you know, by the time the dessert is consumed, most everybody is like, get me the fuck out of this house.
Is that why you left your home and came to the bar?
I did because, you know, of course, I'm in Atlanta, and we met halfway, huh?
Well, I think what this is it's kind of, now don't give me any spoilers, but this is this is kind of like Lost that I've been watching. I'm on season 4 in that we can kind of travel around time and space and weird ass shit. Which is just starting to happen, so don't
right,
don't tell
and
me
it, we don't. We don't need to try to figure it out.
No,
we just accept it.
That's it. We accept the fact that we have somehow on Thanksgiving Eve landed, Thanksgiving night rather, landed in a bar together. It's an amazing thing.
So basically what you're saying is that we're both lost.
That goes without saying. We've been lost since our late 40s.
Right. Uh-huh. God, which was a decade ago.
Don't even.
Now, since you had Digger and T. Wiggles,
they're leaving tomorrow.
I know. Gosh. I can hear the joy. I can hear the joy in your voice.
Yes.
Now, just out of curiosity, are you planning a day after Thanksgiving show with Digger and T. Wiggles leaving on Friday? Because you know you usually record on Thursdays. Should we expect a show tomorrow? Maybe?
I would think
Will it be a surprise?
No, I think that there's going to be a show.
Okay.
Perhaps recorded on Wednesday instead of Thanksgiving Day.
Okay, now I believe over the history.
Which means I already did it. But see, we're in a lost bar, so time.
Right, we're in a lost bar. Right.
Yeah, okay.
Right.
So
right. It's a teaser. It's a teaser as to whether people should look for one tomorrow or not.
Oh, I see. Tomorrow, yes. Well, then I would have had to have recorded on Wednesday, which is yesterday, because today is Thursday.
So you're not giving it away, then, is what you're saying.
That's it, exactly.
Okay.
This is very sad. I still have Halloween decorations.
Oh my God. Is that because you just forgot to pick it up?
Gooch comes up and leaves little decorations in places, and he left this little decoration in my recording studio, and he has forgotten to come retrieve it.
Now, since you've already fed Digger and T. Wiggles Thanksgiving dinner, what did you have on the menu?
Oh, the usual. Trying to throw me a curve, are you?
No, not at all.
It would be turkey and stuffing and mashed potatoes of some kind, I'm sure.
Right.
They were. are. We have.
Right.
And I think probably maybe sweet potatoes of
What? So in other words, it's basically what you and Gooch usually have. It's just twice as much.
Yes, which means it will feed 34 people instead of just 20.
Right.
I can't.
Okay.
I'm Armenian. I cannot cook small quantities of anything. It's genetically impossible for me to do that.
Now, what fancy appetizers? Because I'm sure a Thanksgiving meal comes with fancy appetizers. Also,
now,
what things did you consider for this year? I know Digger is a lover of mushrooms.
Yes. So I had 15 different types of stuffed mushrooms, all kinds of varieties of fungi, and he had the biggest plate of them. Enjoyed
them
very much, yes. And
right.
I'm sure that the bacon-wrapped Triscuits were a big hit, because I know they were with you.
Oh, I'm going to tell you, y'all, I know we go back to this all the time, but y'all, these are fucking fantastic. And you know that Guru Nudie down there
in Tampa.
Right. Uh-huh. He loves to make those.
I know. Well, and he tells me every time, and I get very happy. I get happy pants knowing that I've passed on such a wonderful recipe.
Now, do you, on Thanksgiving, do you put on stretchy pants? Because, you know, it is a day of gluttony.
Stretchy-er, you mean?
Stretchy-er pants.
I live in stretchy pants, sweetheart. Especially now that we have not been dieting since the 1st of September.
Right.
Because we went on a cruise and then came back to be good and diet and haven't.
And now it's the holidays, so, you know, fuck that. You know, there's no reason to start dieting during the holidays. You're setting yourself up for failure.
I am.
So you start with the new year, right?
Well, we're going to try not to do that. We're going to try to start before the new year and really.
Okay, so on the 30th of December, you.
That's something, even in this lost bar, that's something I can't predict. And I just know that so to answer your question, I always wear stretchy pants, so they'll just stretch out more.
Now, I know you and Gooch are traditionalists.
Yes.
Now, and you have movies and TV shows and all that kind of stuff. I can't remember. Is Thanksgiving Day the first day of watching the Christmas programs?
Actually, Thanksgiving Day is the day that we watch our Thanksgiving show. Do we have two?
Okay.
We have one for sure, but I'm thinking we kind of sometimes we'll throw in the Charlie Brown Thanksgiving where they make toast and popcorn.
Right.
But we always watch Home for the Holidays because that's a Thanksgiving movie with Holly Hunter and Anne Bancroft.
Right.
Yes.
And that's after the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade.
Yes, which is those have become very disappointing as compared to when we were kids, when you had to watch them over the telegraph machine or so. I don't know how over the radio.
It really is just so commercialized now.
That's all it is. It's one commercial after another with dancers in between.
Exactly. But, you know, the one good thing about it is they're in Herald Square. By the way, did you know Macy's for the first time in history is opening Thanksgiving Day rather than Friday?
First of all, I did not know that. But also, I have seen the uproar on the internet about people boycotting and saying they're not going to do that, not going to shop on Thanksgiving Day because it doesn't allow people to be home with their families. And that makes sense to me. Why do you have to start the fucking day of Thanksgiving, for fuck's sake?
I mean, to me. And I think this is a good topic because, you know, the day after Thanksgiving was always the big shopping day, you know, blah, 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 and, you know, the kickoff of Christmas. And you know, it really has changed a great deal over time. And I agree with you. I don't go out shopping on Thanksgiving Day. And, you know, although I have gone out in another life, earlier in this life, at midnight to go and just experience it, you know. Did you ever do that?
God, no. Jesus.
Okay.
I would much rather go just to get a rectal with a machete than be shopping. I cannot stand the experience of shopping. I am overwhelmed by crowds. And
right.
And to have to leave my house at all, let alone at 12 midnight? Are you mad? Right. Are you mad?
Well,
buy me another drink,
but,
please.
Right. Well, and you know, we probably should be doing that here pretty soon.
Uh-huh.
So you've
done it?
I have done it.
What was it like?
And it was, you know, it is what it is. A lot of times, I'm probably more a day after Christmas shopper.
You mean Thanksgiving?
No, day after Christmas shopper.
Oh.
Where you go out and get the half-price wrapping paper and, you know, all the stuff that wasn't on sale. Christmas Eve is really marked down the day after Christmas. You know, I kind of go out on Christmas Eve and kind of look around and see how much this store has of what and, you know, kind of plan, make my plans. Well, I don't even fucking do that anymore. It's just, you know.
Well, do you have a lot of people that you have to buy for?
No, no. And it's mainly my mom and dad, and I have two brothers, and they each have a wife, and I have two nieces. And then, of course, you know, there's Miss Kitty and his favorite dancing girl, Olive, and, you know, folks in the office. And, you know, those are just kind of, you know, I do my famous nuts. You know,
yes.
I'm known for my nuts.
I got those 1 year.
Did I send you some of those?
Only once.
Oh.
Just
and
one time.
Well,
what have I sent you?
I'm not going to... You send me love,
that's
right?
constant love.
Constant love.
Southeasterly toward you.
Your constant love may be a little constipated.
Hated.
So...
lady.
You know, I kind of do those, and, you know, everybody I know has everything under the sun.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and if you don't, it's like I think you said on a recent show, if you don't have it, you go to your Amazon Prime and buy it, you know, at the click of a mouse.
It is,
you know?
It is unbelievable. I'm sure this is a topic in and of itself that we'll get to eventually, but it is unbelievable how when something becomes so easy... It's dangerous because
it really is.
It is. First of all, Amazon has almost everything we need. And like you said, all you have to do is click. And if your credit card is on file with them, you don't even have to click more than once.
Right.
And
I mean, it's free because you didn't have to take money out of your wallet.
That's
you
right.
know, you didn't even have to slide your credit card.
Nothing.
It's the freest stuff out there now.
And it's terrifying. Yeah.
And then, of course, Amazon Prime has to deliver your Amazon bill.
Oh, my God. No lie. No lie. But the Amazon Prime is unbelievable. Two-day shipping. No cost other than
how much? Oh, dear Gussie.
Oh, my Christ.
Well, Vera, I
Jen, I need
I
another
think
drink.
That we're going to have to come back and talk tomorrow on Friday.
Well.
Excuse me, Friday. Tell everybody where they can find you other than here again tomorrow.
Well, you can find me on VeraSpeaks.com.
Well, I think that's just lovely. And Vera, I tell you what, I need to run. And TT, could you get the bartender to get us another round here, please?
Yeah, that's always how you do
okay.
it. And I'm the one that pays.
I gotta go, TT.
Bye.
Vera, before I go, TT, remind everybody what your very favorite Thanksgiving memory is.
He dropped his pants and came all over the turkey, right on the table.
Big Freddy, it's just vulgar, wet cleanup.
You can leave a comment on the website at bigfattyonline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com. Or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438. And give me your good gosh and gay.
Me!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.